Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 25th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Global, regional, and national burden of cardiovascular diseases and risk factors in 204 countries and territories, 1990 to 2023. This global analysis of cardiovascular disease burden from 1990 to 2023 reveals a continued increase in most countries, driven by modifiable risk factors, population growth, and aging. The study, encompassing 18 subdiseases and 12 risk factors, highlights the urgent need for targeted interventions to mitigate the growing impact of cardiovascular diseases worldwide. The research underscores that cardiovascular diseases remain a leading cause of mortality and disability. Article number 2. PYGM protects against myocardial infarction by enhancing glycogenolysis and facilitating autophagic flux. This research demonstrates that muscle glycogen phosphorylase, an enzyme crucial for cardiac energy metabolism, protects against myocardial infarction by enhancing glycogenolysis and promoting autophagic flux. Analyzing cardiac tissues and plasma from myocardial infarction patients, the study found that muscle glycogen phosphorylase deficiency exacerbates myocardial infarction, while its replenishment confers protection. These findings suggest that muscle glycogen phosphorylase could be a potential therapeutic target for myocardial infarction. Article number 3. Contemporary incidence and procedural volume of transcatheter aortic valve reintervention. This retrospective analysis of transcatheter aortic valve replacement reinterventions, including redo transcatheter aortic valve replacement and transcatheter aortic valve replacement explant from 2012 to June 2024, provides contemporary data on procedural incidence and volume. The study addresses the gap in data regarding the frequency of these reinterventions, offering insights into the evolving landscape of aortic valve replacement procedures. The data are crucial for assessing the long-term outcomes and management of patients undergoing transcatheter aortic valve replacement. Article number 4. Electrocardiogram versus electrophysiological study and major conduction delays in myotonic dystrophy type 1. This study investigates the utility of electrocardiogram findings versus electrophysiological study results in predicting major conduction delays in myotonic dystrophy type 1 patients. Comparing ECG parameters such as PR interval and QRS duration with his ventricular interval during electrophysiological study, the research aims to refine guidelines for pacemaker implantation in asymptomatic patients at risk of sudden cardiac death. The findings will help clinicians better identify patients who would benefit from prophylactic pacing. Article number 5. Effects of glucagon-like peptide, 1 receptor agonist initiation, in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction and implantable cardiac devices. This study analyzes the effects of glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists on device-related rhythm parameters in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction and implanted cardiac devices. By monitoring data from these devices, the researchers aim to determine if glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists induce deleterious effects on heart rate or increase arrhythmic events in this vulnerable population. Understanding these effects is crucial for the safe and effective use of glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction patients. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.